Okay, it's Friday. Hey, Teves, 14 December, 2007, Chamishi, in Vayigash. Okay, Es Yehuda, and Yehuda, Sholach Lefonov, El Yosef, he sent to Yosef, Lahoros, to clean out the Vodazora, says Uncle Es, Lepano'o, or to set up a place of Horo'o, of peer learning, a Smedrish, like Rashi says, Lefonov, Goshno to Goshen, Yovo Arts of Goshen, and they all came. Yovo, the whole group, 70 of them, came to Arts of Goshen. That's a district in Mitzrayim. It's the Nile Delta up north there, Goshen. So he sent them to Goshno. Isn't it interesting? Just we always read this one near the Chanukah week or near in the Chanukah week. Goshno, the same letters as near Neif Gadol HaYosham. Neif Gadol HaYosham. And Goshno, they also, after they got out of Goshen 210 years later, was a tremendous Neif there. Neis Gadol HaYosham, there was a Neis there in Goshno, Neis Gadol HaYosham Beit Yitzchak Mitzrayim, and 1,100 years later in Chanukah also was a Neis Gadol HaYosham. Goshno, the same letters as Neis Gadol HaYosham. And it's always read right after, right during Chanukah, after there's 2 weeks of two Shabbosim of Chanukah. Before we go any further, someone said yesterday's section, Chamishi, it's so boring, only all the names, you know. Really, so boring. I have a few questions on yesterday's Limud. Why did you start the first son, Bechor, written without a Vav? And Chanoch, the second question is, Chanoch, didn't we have a lot of Chanochs so far? In fact, we had three of them before this Chanoch. Isn't that, what's his name? First son of Reuven was Chanoch. We had a lot of Chanochs before this. Who are they? And who's Ben Akananis? Which one of these sons married a Goyish woman? Mm-hmm. And B'nai Leo and Bas Yaakov? Why the men are associated with Leo and the women with Yaakov? And then it says all his Benosov, his daughters, plural, he only had one, Dina. And then it says Serach Bas Osher, and we know that she was around when Moshe Rabbeinu took the Eden out of Mitzrayim after 210 years, so she's definitely more than 210 years old. How old is she? Then it says, Rachel Eshes Yaakov. He only had one wife. Rachel Eshes Yaakov, it says in the Pasuk. But he only had one wife, you mean? How could it be? How's that possible? And then we have, why don't you mention Osnas, Dina's daughter? And why does it say B'nai Don Chushim? B'nai is plural. He only had one son, Chushim. And then it says, these are all the nefesh that came with Yaakov. Call ha-nefesh, lebeis Yaakov. Why don't you just say nefoshos? And what's the difference between ha-bo-o and ha-bo-o? And why does the Torah tell you 70 when you actually add them up at 69? So we have 11, 12 questions, right? So let's answer them. Bechor, whenever it talks about Bechor in the Torah, see, because Beis Chav Reish, without a Vav, you could maybe confuse that with another word. You should have a Vav, but it doesn't. Beis Chav Reish is firstborn. And Beis Chav Reish, Baker, to ripen early, to prefer. So you could make a mistake there, couldn't you? So the reason Bachar is used for a firstborn in the Torah is because it's the only word in the Torah where every letter is double the letter in front of it. This hints to Pishanayim, the Bechor gets doubled of the inheritance. Beis is double Aleph, Chav is double Yud, and Reish is double Kuf. So it's one letter, the letters immediately following these other letters are always double letters, and they spell a word, Bechor, double, because Bechor gets double portion. Chanoch, there's four of them. There was, who was the four Chanochs? I'll tell you in a second. There's four Chanochs in the Torah up to this point. Chanoch, Ben Echad L'Kayin, look in Dalid Yud Zayin, and right in the beginning, in the parashas, in the beginning there of Reishis, Ben Yered, that's Hey, Pasuk Mem, Ben Beno, Shal Avram Avinu, and Keturo, is the Chanoch, and here, Ben Reuven, so there's four Chanochs. Okay, let's go back to the next thing. Ben Akananis, that's the Dina who acted like a Kananis, or she was married, she was Munas by Shem, who was a Kanani, before Matan Torah went after the father, so she acted like a Kanani, like a Kanani. B'nei Leo and Bat Yaakov, because, as Rashi says, a woman is Mazriya Tchila, she ovulates first. Then that means the husband gives her time. He's not a Baal Taiva, therefore, B'nei, you have sons who are more Ruchnius and Gashmius. Bas Yaakov, if a man is Mazriya Tchila, doesn't give his time, a wife time, that the child will come out of a Magushim, take a person, a daughter. Rashi says then. Next, Benosov, he only had one daughter, Dina. But Bnei Bonov, the granddaughters from the sons, are also considered children because Bnei Bonim Kibonim, and that's Erech Bas Asher and Yecheved Bas Levi. So there was one daughter and two granddaughters, so that's called Benosov. Serech Bas Asher, she lived at least 238 years. How do you know that? Serech Bas Asher, because she told Moshe Rabbeinu that the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim where Yosef is buried, and that's for sure 210 years. But you know, she was born after 7 years of Yaakov's work. The last 7 years she was born, not in the beginning of those last seven, maybe in the half, let's say three. And then it was six more years he worked for himself, that's 9.5. Then 2 years on the trip home, and 10 years till Yosef was sold. You know, he was home for 10 years. So that's already 210 years in Mitzrayim. And 9.5 years in the beginning, after he was there, and he was in love with the house. She was 9.5 years old, and she was 13.5 years old when they when he left Lavan, because she was born after he worked 7 years, and in the second 7 years she was born, but not right away because she's not the first four children of Leah. So let's say half of the 7 years, 3.5, and then 6 years when he worked for himself. That's 9.5 years. So 210 plus 3.5. That means not half of 9.5. That means half of 7 is 3.5, and 6 is 9.5. That's 13.5. So 210 and that, and the trip home was 2 years, and 10 years and when before Yosef was sold. You add that together, it's 232 years old she was, at least. 232 years, and she went into Gan Eden alive. There's 9 people that went into Gan Eden alive: Eliezer, Eved Avraham, and Chanoch, the first Chanoch, who only lived 365 years, because his son was the man that lived the longest, Meshuselach, 369 years, and the father lived the shortest of all those early people, 365, and Shem took him prematurely. So Chanoch went into Gan Eden, Gan Eden alive, Mashiach, Elyonovi, Eliezer, Eved Avraham, Eserach Bas Asher. And they went to Gan Eden alive, so a special person she is. Let me finish this list. Rachel Eishes Yaakov, even though he had 3 other wives, but she's the Iker Habayi. That's why he came there. It only worked for one wife. Why not Osnas? Because Osnas was born from Dina, and Dina was Ma'unas by Shechem, and before Matan Torah went to the father, and therefore it didn't come through Dina, it came through Shechem, and the yichus of the parents after Matan Torah goes after the mother, and since Shechem was a goy, there's not Yossi Yerich Yaakov, therefore she's not mentioned, Osnas. And she's not the daughter of Potiphar, she's the daughter of Dina, adopted by Potiphar and his wife. B'nei Don Chushim, the only ones away called B'nei, because they had many, many, many children after this. They had a lot of girls. But the boy, this one boy, had many, many boys after this. V'lefesh lo nefoshos. By Esav it says 13 or 15 children, call them nefoshos. What does it say? Esav sheish nefoshos, Rashi. Because they all worship different gods. La'elohos harbei. Yaakov 70, they worshipped only one god. That's why it's nefesh. They were unified. And Habo'o is coming. Habo'o, who came. So those who is coming with Yaakov were 69, if you do the list. Habo'o that came is 70, because she was already there, Yocheved. She was born a minute or a few days or months or weeks after they got into Mitzrayim. So which means she was already conceived before they got to Mitzrayim. She was born in Mitzrayim. So it seems to be like she was there already. So anyhow, there were 70 there, but only 69 came. So Homach looks at the end, how do you get 70? And Rashi tells you it's only 69. So you could add the third, the 70th one could be Yosef. Could be, not Yosef. It was Yocheved, or Hashem, or Yaakov. And the whole problem, the Rosh doesn't have a problem. He says 70 means 69. Because he says, and by Sphira, Tisbru Hamishim Yom, you count 50 days, but you only count 49. He says, Malchus, our boy, I can't hit him 40, but only 39. And then it says here, V'yashuva mituha oretz meragli miketa boim yom. It's not true. It was only 39 days. And it says the eight to home in 40 years is not true. It was 40 years blind, minus 30 days, because he didn't come to after 30 days in the Midbar. And it says David was a king for 40 years is not true. It was 7.5 years in Yerushalayim, then 33 years. That's 40 and a half years. So they call it 40. So the Rush says 70 means, about 70, 69. You know, the 70 people in the Sanhedrin is not really true. It was 71. It's really 72. One is the Mufle, explains everything to the people, and the 71 people vote. But there was really, they always call it 70, because you don't want to make it even. A Bezdin of two, so you add a third one. So it'd never be a tie. At 22 Bezdin, you add one more to make it 23. It shouldn't be an even Bezdin. And 70 should be a Bezdin, but you add one more. Now it shouldn't be even. Everyone must vote. Nobody can dissent. Everyone must vote, yes or no. Therefore, there can never be a majority, an even vote. So that takes care of the 12 questions of the names of Yaakov. And now Shishi Ves Yehuda Sholach Lefanov El Yosef Lahoros, to clean up the place, like Uncle said, Lefanov Mavodah Zorah and idols, and or to set up a Beis Medrash where La Sakano Beis Talmud Shemeshomi Totse Horo'o, the Psak Din goes out. Goshna to Goshen, which is a district in northern Mitzrayim, which is the Nile Delta. When they came out of Goshen, he asked of Yosef Merkavto, and Yosef tied up the horses to his Merkavto, means he's tied up his Merkavto to the horses. He did it himself because of Give It Up. The Yael across Yisrael, and he went up to meet Yisrael, Aviv, his father, Goshna, to Goshen. The era he loved, and he appeared to him, Yosef did. He fell on his neck, and he cried, Al Tzavarav, owed very, 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 very much. Because they were Nevi'im, they looked into the future. Mayal, says Achachomim, Mayal, it was to him like Aliyas HaRegel. The Yom Yisrael al Yosef, Musa HaPoem, I can die right now. He lived another 17 years. What do you mean I can die right now? I could now die. Or I will die only one time, because Hashem told me that if any one of your children die in your lifetime, you're going to Gehenna. That means you're going to die in this world and die in the next world. But now I see that you're living a Musa HaPoam. I'm only going to die one time. Palm, one time. That's one parish. Other time thing is, I could die right now because my licenses are filled. All the Torah that I gave over to you, the Masorah from the Ovos, were given to you. You're still living, so there's a Hemshech. There's a future for Klal Yisrael. Now my life is done. I did everything. And Uncle says, "V'yom Yisrael, Yosef, Ilu, Ano, Mis, Zimnuchado, Menachemano." If I would die only this one time, I'd be very happy because I wouldn't have to die twice. Because Hashem said, like I told you, if anyone dies in your lifetime, you go into Gehenna. All is Gehenna. So it means I would have to die two times: once in this world miserably, and once in the next world to have no future. Because Gehenna means no future. So now I only have to die one time, and if I died right now, it wouldn't be so bad either. But he lived until 147, another 17 years. After I see your face, you're still living. Yosef said to his brothers, Vel Beis Aviv, and his whole family's house. You know, there were more than 70 people that came down. Because if you say they all bore twin sisters, and Binyamin bore two twin sisters, which means triplets, so there you have to say it's not 70, but 70 plus 13, 83. So you have to say, Rashi says they all died before they came into Mitzrayim, the twin sisters. Which means to say they're all widowers, almonds. Or you can say they married Cananios and converted them, and that's not counted. They were 83, but they're not the Yossi or Yaakov, therefore we don't have to mention them. Vagid l'faro, v'omro Eloi, Elov, I will say to him, Achi, my brothers, the base of him, my whole family, Asher Beretz Kanan, Bo Eloi came to me. Don't you worry about it, Faro. They came to me. It's my responsibility. V'anoshim ro itzon, these people are ro itzon, they're shepherds of they're shepherds of sheep. But really, I'm going to tell Anshi Miknahoyu, they're gentlemen farmers, herdsmen. They're gentlemen animal farmers. They're not actual roates. They don't do the work themselves. They're gentlemen of cattle, not shepherds. They're gentlemen farmers of cattle, gentlemen cattle farmers. Because, you know, when you get into government, you try to make yourself look good. And I have to, you know, exaggerate a little bit, he said. Well, Anshim roetzon, really, Anshi Miknahoyu, but really, I'm going to tell them the herdsmen. They try to hire other people to do this. They brought everything down. Or you can yikulachem paro. When you meet paro, v'omar my maskam, ma masech, he's asking you the first thing. What do you do? When Pharaoh meets you, the first question is, hey, man, what do you do for a living? This country, we don't like leeches and parasites and loafers. What do you do for a living? That's ikker. What do you do for a living? Are you going to be a burden on us, you and your family, or are you going to make a living? Yosef tells him, Yosef eats tzaddik. Going to tell them, what do you do for a living? It's very important. Even when people came here during the Second World War, before the war, everyone had to have a visa. Someone here had to support them, that there wouldn't be burdens on the government. It's very important what you do for a living. For Martha, you should say, Anshi Mikna, we are gentlemen farmers. We're gentlemen of cattle. We're gentlemen cattle farmers. That's what you tell them. Of course, they didn't say that because Yosef was already tainted by government protocol, but they told him the truth. They're nothing but shepherds. But he says, you tell him, Artem Anshi Mikta, how you are loved, Dechem, and who reigned from my youth, Vad up until now. Going Achna, Osaf, the same, who our parents and our forefathers, Bavur, Tei, Shvu, Bears, Goshen, in order that you will live in Goshen. They don't like farmers, animal farmers, because they worship animals and cattle. If you tell them you're shepherds, or gentlemen shepherds, cattlemen, your own cows and sheep and goats and calves. They don't like that. They want to keep you away. They put you way up north in Goshen and the district north there because they don't like people who shepherd their gods because they worship sheep and all that. Teshuvah's Goshen, get Toavas Mitzrayim Kol Roy. So it's disgusting to Mitzrayim, anyone who shepherds sheep. Interesting, right? Now, another parish here. It says that he fell on his father's face, and he cried. Why didn't Yaakov fall on his face, on his arm, on his neck? He cried on his neck very much. Lushan harbos bechiel, much crying for 22 years, all the suffering that he caused his father. Kilo el ish yoshir yosim od al horogil avol Yaakov lanofel al savre Yosef. He didn't fall in the neck of Yosef. No emotions. Why? But Lo Noshke didn't kiss him, which means Yosef kissed him, fell on his neck, but not Yaakov. Omra Basenu, he was Shohay Koreh Shema, was reading Kriya Shema. Rabasai, Rabasai, Rabasai. You can't do that 5 minutes before. Can't do it 20 minutes later. Davke at that moment. Answer is, doesn't it say in Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Zomalka Shemaim, the first parashim, V'haftas Hashem L'kecha B'chol Avovka V'chol Nafshka V'chol Medecha. You have to love Hashem with all your heart, your mind, your money, your power. The moment of greatest simcha, when he meets his son, that highest moment of pleasure he dedicates to Hashem. Well, haftus Hashem lekecha b'chol vavcha, your intellect, nafshcha, your life, modecha, your might, your power, your self-control. Simcha of serving God. The moment of your greatest pleasure, you dedicate that to God. You makabal amach shemayim at that second. And Yosef? Why didn't Yosef do that? He also has a mitzvah. Kabbalah Zomach Shemayim. No. Ha'osek b'mitzvah potter min ha'mitzvah. You're osek in kibbut av. You don't have to be Kabbalah Shemayim at this moment. Ah, Yaakov? Also osek mitzvah potter mitzvah? No, there's no mitzvah for a father to mechabit the son. It's nice if he does it, but there's no mitzvah deraisa. It's kibbut av ha'em, it says, and it says the difference. Not kibbut bonim abonos. Doesn't say that. Doesn't say that in the Torah. Most normal people love their children, but there's no command. Kabbinis avichel es emechel es a tzivu. You can't say kabbinis banecho benosecho. It doesn't say that. Which means even if your parents mistreat you, you have to be under them. It doesn't say you have to love them. Oh, after the Shem L'kecho only. After the Reichel Kamocho. After Reichel Kamocho means your wife, too. And it means after Shem L'kecho. After the Emes, you should love Emes. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you have to love your parents. Because you can't force a person to do something that's impossible for some people to do. People that the parents mistreated them all their life. Horrible parents. Mechabed them, yes. A love, no. Most people love their parents, but you can't command a person to do something that's impossible. Haftas Hashem Lekecha, he gave you life, that you have to love. Haftas Mefager, you have to love a ger. Haftas Recha Kamocha, you have to love a fellow Jew like you like yourself. And here goes on your wife. And Haftas Emes. Emes Ahovu says in Tanakh, I love Emes, but to love your parents, I mean, some people can't do it. But Kabbat is Avichal, is Mechal, is Mukhiyav. Not love. So there's no mitzvah of Yaakov to Mechabit his son. Adam, he's a melech. Yeah, when he's sitting down, you get up for him. But But Yosef has a mitzvah, and therefore of kibud av and a osik b'mitzvah putter min a mitzvah of kriyat shema at that moment. But Yaakov doesn't have a din of kibud av bono. Therefore, he's not osik b'mitzvah, not putter b'mitzvah. Therefore, he has to say kriyat shema. We learned a few interesting thing. I want to tell you something. It says haftel reiches mocha. Yes, but you know something? It doesn't say haftel es reicha. Complete 100% love is impossible for most people. Haftel le reicha, to love towards your family. Something good happens to him, you should love that it happens to you, to him. Can't say haftel es reicha kamocha. It's impossible. Yes, for unique individuals, not for most people. And it says also Esav sona Yaakov. It doesn't say no. So Esav sona es Yaakov. It's impossible for a brother really, 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 really to hate his brother. That's why Jew hatred is irrational. It says Esav sona le Yaakov, not es Yaakov. And once they think it out and they really, really, really think it without any bias, they'll become Oyev Israel. They'll become Chassidim Masolim. They may become Gerim. But it's impossible. It's illogical to have the same Esav sona es Yaakov. It doesn't say that. Esav sona le Yaakov. It can't be that tight. It can't be S. Yaakov. The hatred is not 100%. Impossible. So it's not Esav sona S. It says Esav sona le. It's 99%. It's Esav sona le Yaakov. After le reichah, it's impossible to love your friend as yourself. One in the year, unique and yichidim can do it. Not everybody. But you love on the Yanashik Lebonov. He kissed his children and grandchildren. It was an insincere kiss. It wasn't total. Yeah, the Yanashik Libonov, not Esbonov. He couldn't. He's such a scoundrel. He couldn't do it. He a little bit of sincerity, mostly not. Interesting. Now let's go further. That takes care of that. And then one more thing. Amusa hapoam. I could die now. But lo garamti misosva. I didn't cause your death. Baruch Hashem. The chayiro. But like I said in the beginning, chayiro. Chayiro. Ochalosu. Evil. A bad animal ate him up. I didn't cause your death. Chayro, that could be either Yehuda, Yehuda's called Chayro, Gur Aryeh Yehuda, or Aisha's Potiphar. She's also like a Chaya. She's on the loose, out to get this man. So I didn't cause your Misa. Lo garamti Misosecha. I can die now with a guilty conscience. It didn't happen that Yehuda, because who's called Gur Aryeh Yehuda, didn't cause your death. And Esav Potiphar is also like a chayro who wants to devastate person and ruin their character. You're still living. Okay, we went through that, right? Okay. Avur Teishu Be'erz Goshen. Well. So now Tova is abomination, anyone who's a shepherd. On the other hand, Ta'avas, they worship that. It could be read two ways. Tova's abomination, or Ta'avo, they love that. They love this Avodah Zorah. Anyhow, Yovi Yosef, Yagel Faro, and he came told Faro, Yomar, Achai, my father, my brothers, Svetzonim, and their sheep, Akorim, their cattle, Cholashim, and everything they own came from Eretz Canaan, Vichinam, the whole day are by Eretz Goshen, or Mixeachav, Lokach. He took some of his brothers, Chamisha, Noshim, five of the ten. Vyatzigan left Faro, and they put him in front of Faro. Couldn't take himself, but he's the king. He couldn't take his binyamin, he has to serve the father, so all that's left is ten. Took five of the ten, they put him in front of Faro. Yomar Paro el Echov, Ma'amah Seichem, what do you do for a living, boys, men? Yomar el Paro, Roitzon, we're not, like Yosef said, gentlemen, cattle farmers. No, we're not Anche Mikna. We are Roe, we do the shepherding ourselves. Roitzon, because they're not tainted yet by government, exaggeration. Also us, Gamma was saying, our forefathers all the way back, that's what we do. Yomar el Paro, they told the Bar Lagur to come to live here temporarily, like a gear. There's Bonuk, ain't Mira, there's no pasture land that's owned for the sheep. Ashilav, therefore, for your servants. You cover the rub, there's Canaan, the rub is very heavy. And land is not very severe. Abdo, now Yeshunav, therefore, let your servants live, there's Goshen. Yom Para, Yosef, Lamar. Rabbi Aaron said to Yosef, Vicho, Vachechem, Bo, Elecho. They came to you. You take care of it. Let's take a look at this. Mixei Echav, some of his brothers, Lokach, Chamisha Anoshim, five. Which five? Mixei Echav, Menaf Chusim, it says in Rashi, from the weakest Shebahem, the Gebura, they're the weakest men. Shein Niroim, they don't look like Giborim. Shem Yura, some Giborim, they look like Giborim. Yaso, some Anshim, Ochamtohim, make them generals and captains of his army. Big, you know, men. And they were, but they made themselves bent over and looked like weak people, Elohim. Here are the weaklings, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yisachar, and Binyamin. Rabbi Sai, just look at this. Shimon and Levi, weak, and they were 12 years old. They wiped out a whole town. Yisachar, Chamor, Garab, he's the toughest man around. He's a bony donkey. Binyamin, oh my goodness, they rip off heads and arms, it says, Moshe said, and the Torah of Rosh Vakodko, they rip off arms. They're the big, most powerful warriors here possible. Well, how can you call these the weaklings? Osam, Shalom, Kofal, Moshe, Shemosam, Kishabarchim. The ones that Moshe did not double up their names because they were weak. They didn't double that. That's why they were weak. Aval Shemos, Hagiborim, but the big powerful ones, Kofal, he doubled up the names, the princes. Those Lehudo, Vyoma, Shemashim, called Yehudo. See, used twice. Legod Omar, Baruch Machavi God, used twice. Naphtali Omar, Naphtali, used twice. Ladon, Omar Don, Kain, Lazulim, Mechay, Losher, Ze, Loshen, Breshes, Shehi, Agotis, Eretz Yisrael. That is, Breshes, Rabba, with the Sagata of Eretz Yisrael. Aval bin Gemor, Bablis, Bablis, Babakam, Sadek Bey, Shalonu, Motzino, Shosim, Shekofal, the ones that he doubled Moshe, the double Shemos of their name, Hey Machalosh, they're the weak ones, because they need to be doubled, because they're weak. The Oson Haivi Lefnepar. Now, who are the weaklings? Yehuda? Really? Yehuda Gur Ayah Yehuda, that's a weakling? God, Gedud, Yigodano, he runs, he fights against the invading troops. Naphtali? Ayala Shluch, he's a fast runner. Don, he's a tough man. Don is like a Midas Adin. Zvulam, these are powerful people. Asher, I mean, what's going on over here? You should know that all 10 of them are Giborim. 5 of them could make themselves look very weak and bent over, you know, like Nebuchs. All these people were Giborim. That's why they came into Yosef in 10 different gates. Because if they came in at one gate, it would be an iron heart. They're so big bruisers, big men. They made themselves look like Nebuch or Yeshiva Bachim. They were the most powerful. All of them wanted to look to Pharaoh like nobody, like Nebuchs. Yeah, they didn't want to go in his army. They didn't want to go in his government. They didn't want to be Rosh Hashanah for him. That's why they made themselves look like weaklings. Who are these 5 weaklings? They doubled the name, Birchas Moshe. That's in Baba Kama Tzadik Bey. That's in Yizor Sabrocha. Who's the double? The weaklings are Yehuda, understand? Yehuda Gur Ayeh. God Gedud Yigdeno, Naphtali Ayol, Shluch, Don is Amo, Zvulun. Just look what they've said about these 5 giant, tremendous people. Okay, this is Machlokas. The ones that were Kofel, the ones that are not Kofel. Meanwhile, all 10 were big people. All right. Eretz Mitzrayim Lefanechahi. Eretz Mitzrayim is right in front of you, Pharisees. Take it. Go ahead. The Metavar is the best part of the land. The Hoshev is Avicho. Sell your father. That's up in the north, Nile Delta. That's Goshen. That's Achicho, Achecha, and your brother. Yeshu Be'er's Goshen. Let him live up north in Goshen. That's the district of Mitzrayim. Im Yodato, if you know, Yesh Bom Anshichayo, some powerful men. You have some military types. Big, big guys. Samtim Sorli Mikne. Let him make the bit ahead of my cattle. Al Asher Li that I have private. No one should know that the king has cattle. You know, Shah, don't tell anybody because it's against Egyptian religion to herd cattle because they worship them. But Yovi Yosef as Yaakov. Now Yosef brings in Yaakov of Viva Yamidei Lefnei Pharaoh and he stands in front of Pharaoh. But Yavarach Yaakov is Pharaoh and he greeted him. He said, Salu, like Rashi says, like how are you? Shalom Aleichem. Now comes the question. Viyomer Pharaoh Yaakov. Pharaoh says to Yaakov, Kama Yemesh Nechayechem. How much are the days of the years of your life? Why don't you just say, Kama Yenebi Shnei Chayecha? How many good days that you have? He thought that he was Avram Avinu. Kama Shnei Chayecha? Says the Mepharshim, Kama Yenebi Shnei Chayecha, Shechoshev Hoya Avram Avinu. If he was Avram Avinu, who died 115 years earlier, and now Yaakov is 130, that's under 245 years old he would be. So Yaakov is now 130. Yaakov would have to be 245 because yeah, he did. If you do the math, 115 years earlier, and he tells Yaakov, Pharaoh, I'm 130, and 130 and 115 is 245. How old are you anyhow? Are you Medrash Rabba? He looks so old. And Yaakov answered 2 questions. First of all, I'm not that old. Ma'at, he says, a few years. And number two, I'll tell you why the years that I have make me look so old. I had a terrible life. Vayomer Paro Yaakov, come on, how many good days were in the years of your life? Vayomer Yaakov Aparo Yimei, the days, Shnei of the years, Magurai of my wanderings, Shloshim Mashon, 130 years. Ma'at, very few. Varoim bad. Were the years of my life. But oh, he's Yigu. They didn't reach as Yimei Shnechai Avosai, the days of my forefathers, Bimei Mekureyim. Well, how did he know? Sure, Yitzchak lived 180, but he didn't know if he's going to live 180 or more. And Avram lived 175. He didn't know. He's not talking about how long he's going to live. He says, up to this point, they had a better life than I did. I had a miserable life. And he was punished for that. He prompted the question by looking so old, by wearing his sad face on his punim, and he prompted the question of Pharaoh. And Pharaoh, it says 33 years were taken off of 180, because Yitzchak lived 180, he was supposed to live at 180, and Avram was supposed to live at 180. Avram lived 175, Hashem did a favor with him, so he shouldn't see his grandson, Esau, who was 15, turn to a Russia, because at age 20, Yochai Misa, but there was Yochai between Mates Mrs. Ben Adam Lamokum at 20. So he was 15, so Hashem took the grandfather away at 175, 5 years earlier. He couldn't see his rotten grandson, Esav, go to Tarbes Raw, and he was 15 then, Esav. Hashem did him a favor and took him away 10 or 5 years before 10 times Chai, which is 180. And Yitzchak lived 180. Now, he was supposed to live to 182, but 33 years were taken off his life, and he lived to 147. Now, where do you see 33? By the answer of Yaakov. Yom Paro, Yaakov El Paro, Yimei, the day, Shnei, of the years, Morgurai, my wandering, Shloshim, Mashana, 130 years, Ma'ad, very few they were. The good years of them. Veroim, bad they were. Yimei, Shnei, Chayel, my whole life. Lo, Yisigo, they never reached Shmei, Yimei, Shnei, Chay, the days of the years of the life of my forefathers, Bemei, Begurim, when they wandered this world. Now, 33 years were taken off because he answered with 33 words. But if you read the pasuk, there's only 25 words. Where did the other 8 come from? He was so sad, he prompted the question of Pharaoh, and that's 8 words, and therefore 25 and 8 is 33. What's the 8 words? Vayomer Paro, 2. El Yaakov, 2. That's 4. Kama Yimei, 6. Shnei Chayecha, 8. Vayomer Paro, that Paro had to ask this question, how old are you anyhow? You look like 245 years old, like Avram, but he's only 130. How come you had, Yaakov showed his face, had a horrible life. From here we learn, you're not allowed to show on your face any misery that Hashem gives you. Don't wear your face on your cuff, they say it. No one should know about your personal tzaras. No one should know about it. You have, when they see these survivors from the Holocaust, the Gedolim, the Tzaddikim, the Rebbes, they build their Mifal HaShas, and they build this or Arachim, some of these people, because they want to go on and build something great, not just to live in the past. Don't complain. Just accept it. That's a high madrega. You become like Eov if you can accept it. Eov even complained a little bit. That's why we don't say in the Shemoneh Esrei, L'kei Avraham, L'kei Yitzchak, L'kei Yaakov, L'kei Eov. If he wouldn't have complained, we would have said, L'kei Avraham, L'kei Yitzchak, L'kei Yaakov, L'kei Eov, says the Gemara. But he complained. He did. He still believed in Hashem 1,000,000%. Because at the end of the Sefer Eov, 42 chapters, when his three friends tell him he must be a Baal Chet, because Hashem would never punish you without that, he says, no, I don't believe. My condition is as Hashkocha Pratis, is Hashkocha Klolis. It just happens to some people. They said, no. It must have been that you did an Avera. His three friends were making a mistake. He didn't know Averas. And Eov made a mistake. Look at my father's Sefer, Reb Schwabo and Eov, one of the best Sfarim ever printed. He said, the three friends told him, you must have done a Chet. And Eov said, no, I did no Chet. It's just a Shkocha Pratis, I come by accident. And then Eli, who at the end criticizes very much, Eov, and finally, Hashem Yisborach gives Eov Nevu'ah, which means he never cursed Hashem. He said, I don't understand why it's done, I don't think it's fair, but I accept it. It says the end of Eov, that the three friends of Eov have to bring karbonos to him, that he has to offer up. If they don't bring karbonos to Eov, Hashem is going to destroy these three people. Because they are complaining against Eov, the Tzaddik Tumim, the greatest man in the world. It was a guy. Some say it was a Yid. Some say it was Moshe Rabbeinu. Some say it was only a Moshe. Look at my father's introduction to Eov. even if it did happen, it was a mashal to anyone else who suffers in life. He was so fabulous, except he complained a little bit. He said, no, it's not fair what Hashem is doing to me. He should have not said it, accepted it, never complained, even one word, even though I believe in Hashem 1,000,000%. That's why he got Nevuah at the end. Not the other friends didn't get Nevuah. Eov got Nevuah. It says at the end of the Sefer, in Mem Beis, the last capital there, that Hashem appeared to Eov. You don't only get Nevuah if you're loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he wouldn't have complained at all, accepted without complaint, would we with Saint Shemoneh Esrei? It says in the Gemara, the Kei Avram, the Kei Yitzchak, the Kei Yaakov, the Kei Eov. But he was not as great as the Avos. They didn't complain. They just accepted him. You don't wear your feelings on your face. So because he said, caused Pharaoh to say these eight words, Vayomer Pharaoh El Yaakov Kama Yemei Shenecha Yaakov, how many good years did you have, good days did you have in your life? That's eight. And then he answers 25, and 25 is 33. 33 years were taken off of 180, and you live to 147. Now let's see exactly how miserable these were, the years were. Let's just look at the last passing first. And Yaakov went out, and he blessed Pharaoh, and he went out. He blessed him. What did he say? He says to him, the Nile should come up to your feet. Every time you go out, the Nile should, which means the Ro'ov should be over. Right now, there were only 2 years of Ro'ov, and 5 years were canceled. Anyone who leaves green kings and big people, they beg, they say, we would like to take leave. Your Majesty, Your Honor, you give them a bracha, a greeting. Ma bracha baruchu, sh'olo nilus l'raglo. L'raglo, that when he goes out the next time, the Nile should flood up to his feet, like it was before the hunger. L'fi sh'hoyo eretz Mitzrayim shosem me'gushomim. Lo, l'fi sh'ein eretz Mitzrayim shosem me'gushomim. It never rains there. El nilus ola, the Nile flows up and runs in all to the ditches that are there along the Nile, right and left. There's thousands of ditches and canal that are going many, many miles to the right and to the left. That's why it's called Ya'ar, ditch river, because the river is usually called Nachal or Nahar. This is called Ya'ar, ditch river. So it came up, I don't know, once every 30 days and whatever, every maybe twice a month. And he said it would happen, and then Pharaoh went out, and it happened. From that moment more and on, Pharaoh went out to the Nilus. The cross of the water came up to him. And Tanchuma says it watered the whole land. So you know what this shows? This is a bracha mamish. The Nile should rise again for you like it did before because of me, Yaakov says. And to show, it has nothing, has no power. It's not you. It has no power as a god. I predict tomorrow it will rise. Not you. It's not the Nile. It's me. It's because I want you to, people should know, the Koyach is in Avodah Olam, not in the Nile or in Avodah Zorah or in you. Nothing to do with Avodah Zorah or you. That Kiddush Hashem Barabim. Plus bracha, Lefaro, Shemona Yosef, Lemelech, he said, I'm giving a bracha that you made my son the king, and that's the bracha. And number two, the Nile is coming up, not because you are something divine or one of the gods, no, because of me, because I represent the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's why. And there's nothing magical about it. It's all because nothing magical about his Zohar, because God predicted the hunger, and now God will take it away. So it's all because of Tzadikim and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, not you. This was the end of the hunger. Now let's take a look here. How miserable were these years? Let's take a look here now. Really, how many years were good and how many were bad? Let's see. Till 63 years old, he was learning. So how you can say it's bad? Then he was learning in yeshiva for 14 years after that. 77. That's already more than half his life. I mean, so I could say they're miserable. So answers like this. 63 years was no good, the first 63 years, because he's living in a house over Russia. The next 20 years are no good because he's in Lovin's house. 2 years on the road with Dino and Shimon and all that, no good. 22 years without Yosef, that was miserable. So they really had rotten years. 63 was no good. 20 was no good. 80, that's 83. 2 years on the road, he's 80, 85. And then 22 is 95, 107 years it comes out of 130. 82% were bad. 18% were good. If you work out the numbers, you might think he had a great life. First 63 years, that's great. 14 years in yeshiva. And 10 years when he came back, there was nothing doing for the first 10 years. So that's 87 years. 87 out of 130, 67 years are good. 67% is good. And the other 33% were bad. That's not the way it goes. It's living in a house with a rosh of 63 years. That's no good. 20 years in the Lovin's house is bad. That's 83. 2 years on the road with Dina and everything else. That's, and they wiped out Shechanim, and they were, he was afraid of being attacked. He was attacked, and the head of the, he was attacked 7 years later, by the way. He was attacked by the army, and Lavan was the head of the army. He killed Lavan, his father-in-law, the grandfather of the Jewish people. Anyhow, 63 years were no good, and this, when he lived with this Russia, Asa. 20 years was no good to Lavan, 83. 2 years on the road is 85. 22 years without Yosef, 107. 107 of 130 is 82% is bad. 18% is good. That's why he said that. Now, again, you might think he has a, what do you mean had only a few good years? No, the first 63 years is not good. And yeshiva 14 years, well, okay, that was good. So you see, he had a, not a very pleasant life. They had more time to learn Torah, Avram and Yitzchak. Hoylem harve yoser is damnus ligodol v'yiras Hashem. Svivos and good svivos, and not what I had, miserable experiences. Now, let me just, before we've closed, let me tell you one thing here. You know, tomorrow we're going to start that they settled them in Ramses. 210 years later, 188 years later, they got out of Ramses. They went to Sukkos. You know that? Ramses is 430. From the moment they got to Ramses, from the message of the Bris Ben Absorim, when Avram was 30 years before 100, at age 70, until this moment, was 430 years. Up to this point, until they settled in Ramses. 210 years later, 188 years later, when they got out, they went to Sukkos. Sukkos is already, you know what the gematria Sukkos is? Sukkos is how many years they're going to go till the Binyan base on Migdash. But the gematria of Sukkos, Samach is 60 and 20, 420. Sukkos, Samach is 60 and 20 is 80 and 480 years, yeah. 40 years when it got in the Midbar and 440 years now, she saw until he built the Beis HaMikdash. And it says when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, he says it's 480 years since they left Mitzrayim and 440 years since they come to this country. So Sukkos represents the future. From the moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim till Binyan Beis HaMikdash, 460. And Yom says it's the past. When they got out of Mitzrayim, that's the 430 years end. Let's see how the 430 years work. It starts at when Hashem told Avram at age 70 that in 30 years you're going to have a child. So that's 430. Take off 30, it's 400. Then 190 years of Yitzchak's life until he went down to Mitzrayim is 210. 22 years, Yosef was a king. He was in jail and a king. That's 188 years to go. Very good. From 188 years, you take off. There were 70 years of Geirus. They were Geirim there, under while Yosef was a king. They were not in their own country. That leaves 118. 32 years they were in Avdus until the Mises of Levi. There was no slavery. There's no beating up. And then you have left 86 years. The last 86 years was when Miriam was born. That's why she's called Mar, bitter, and she was 86 years old when they got out of Mitzrayim. So therefore, they got out of Mitzrayim in the year 2448 from the Brias Olam. So that's how it works. Lo hisigu, it doesn't reach the life of my forefathers. It doesn't mean it didn't reach their life span. How do you know? You didn't get to the end of your life for that. You might outlive them, Yaakov. It means my good years didn't reach their good years. That's what it means. Now here, one more Gemara. The mate of ours, live in the best part of the country. Tonid Beirchia, B'Shem Rabbi Hoshio, Gemara in Yerushalmi, Pesach and Perik Beis Halacha. Hey, Tonid Rabbi Chia, B'Shem Rabbi Hoshio, Lama Ochlin Chazeres for Pesach. Why do you eat lettuce on Pesach? Lo melchot to tell you, machas there is just like lettuce. Tchilas amosuk is very geschmack like lettuce. In the beginning, it's sweet, so for mar, it's very bitter at the end because you chew and chew and chew. If you don't swallow it, it tastes like paper. It's nothing, meaningless, tasteless. When life is tasteless, people commit suicide because they have no goal. Kach osim mitzrayim, love us, and that's what the Egyptians did to our forefathers. The mitzrayim, but chilam, but made the board, they gave him the best part of the country. Ayoshev es, they hushav es avicho, they settled their father and all the children, the brothers. Well, it was so, after, b'meitav oretz, v'yimoruz chayehem. That's why some people eat chazeres and chrein, and horseradish. The beginning was taka very geschmack. Like all assimilation is very geschmack in the beginning until you pay the tremendous price. You have children and grandchildren who are goyim. The immortals chayim them bitter lives. Vavod kosher b'chomer l'vainim. That's why we eat chazeres and Pesach in the beginning. Because all assimilation and defection and traitorousness starts with a beautiful, easy, convenient lifestyle. Give up that old Kantine religion and live like a normal mensch. That's interesting. You become a guy. Some make him the heads of my cattle. Pasuk Rabbi Yossi b'kavod achsanya. He started out with the cover of benching the person whose house he had a meal. Just like the Egyptians that didn't bring the Jews in only for the selfish own purposes. If you know what he wanted, the brothers that are very careful men, powerful men, make them soldiers of my army or government officials or maybe shepherds for my private flocks as far as make them my private shepherds. The Torah says, do not hate a mitzvah. Yeah, you can hate him, but don't. Tell Eva means don't abhor him. You know why? There were your hosts. It benefited you a little bit, right? And if you what if you bring in the Talmud Chacham and make him the Oruch in your house? You eat him, give him to eat, mashko and drink him, and give him benefit of your property. Surely he will benefit you because take him the Talmud Chacham Brocha. Because when soon as you have anything to do with the Talmud Chacham in business or in your private life, it's a bracha comes right away, immediately. Here, the Mitzrayim, Bennett, brought you in only for selfish purposes to make you their shepherds and work you. But meanwhile, you benefited. You stayed in their country. At least in the beginning, you had a good life there. It benefited you, right? So Amariah, he who brings in a Talmud Chacham, certainly it's going to benefit you. Alachas Kamo V'Kamo. Brachas, Samachnim Ovum Beis. Surely it will benefit you. Doesn't it say, take us to Talmud Chacham Bracha. It says in Bracha Stav Mem, right? And immediately with the Talmud Chacham comes a Bracha. Shlosha Me'er Shono, Ma'ashono, 130 years. Hoye Yaakov Avinu B'Shoshim and Avarach, the Nivrach Me'ovim. Tanya, we learned the Bryce. Hoye Yaakov Avinu B'Shoshim Nivrach Me'ovim, when he ran away from his father, 63, Samach Gimel, Ashono, Me'yud, and 14 years. The Yisrael and Yosef, and then 14 years till Yosef was born. He worked for the two wives, right? Hari Ayin Zion, 77 now. Ksev Yosef and Shlosh Mishono, Mamos Neparo. That means, add that, you get 107. 77 and 30, 107. Shiva de Shiva, Vatartit de Kafno, 7 years of good and 2 years of hunger, is 9 to 107, 116. Kufta of Zion. Ksev Yomer Yaakov El Pari, Yemei Shnei Megurai, Shlosh Mishono, 130. 117 to 130, you're missing some years. Mayav is only 116, and he says 130. Where's the 14 years? El Malamach, the Yud Dalashono, Shinin, that's the 14 years. Tavib Vase Aver, they learned the Shiva of Aver, Lachoshim, who it's not considered miserable life. They're not called Shonim Horos, they're not bad, they're good lives. The 14 years of the 130 is 11%, that's good. Only 14 good years out of 130, 11%. Good, and 89% bad. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're finished. Have a good Shabbos.